Moving on to climate. So in President Biden's first day in office, he rejoined the Paris Climate Accords. And in his first week, he named climate to be a required factor to be evaluated when determining all governmental policies. So what other steps do you hope Biden takes to address the climate crisis?
Well, I love this topic. but I think so far he's done a really great job of making sure the climate crisis is a priority in this administration. And you saw rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement get a lot of attention on social media, but I think equally important is that he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline permit, which is huge. I think that should be getting so much more attention. The determination of those indigenous activists over the past 4 years is so immense. But I think one of the next big steps for Biden will be declaring climate change a national emergency. We are one of the few countries who still has not done so. It's supposed to be one of the first steps. We have not done so. European Parliament has done it. Canada, South Korea, New Zealand, the list goes on. And so I really think we need to declare climate change a national emergency. I don't think, at Lab, I think we all recognize that it's an issue, but I think just having that declaration will really set the tone for this administration.
Yeah, I really agree with everything that Orla said just there about some of the great first steps he's taken. I think that I guess two things that I'd really like to see are, number one, I think a really willingness to act through executive action because it doesn't seem like there's a real serious way to get anything else done. I think that he can't be afraid of of editorials like from the New York Times editorial board a couple weeks ago that are like, don't overreach with executive action. Like I think the climate crisis is just such a crisis that he can't afford to do anything else. And I think similarly, I think the best climate policy that Joe Biden could do would be to convince Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to get rid of the filibuster, because without that, just like no big policies can get passed. And there is a governing majority for like comprehensive, serious climate action, and there's like popular support for that. But I think that we've got to break some of the I hate to say, use this phrase, but the gridlock in Washington to push for real climate action to take place.
I think that for me, I don't know as much about climate change as I would like to. But I think that it's really important that I read that he wanted to like he like made an executive order to combat climate change by like using this Buy America thing, Buy America idea. And that like suspended new oil leases on public land. And like there are a bunch of specific things that he can do, but I would also like to know like what can the general public do for climate? And like I feel like that's something that a president can like tell like the general public. And also like Orla was saying, like declaring it as a national like emergency will tell everybody in the country that it's like an actual issue. Because I mean, it's hard for me to believe that there are still people in our country who don't even believe that it's an issue or don't even believe that it exists. So I feel like nothing can really change unless the people begin to realize.